Okay. The title of the shiur is a bit of a misnomer. No, it's okay. It's okay. But as I'm sure you know, what we call Ashrei is, of course, really Tilal David, of course. And if you look in, you know, any decent sitter, you'll see, right, and it's fine if you don't have a sitter today, well, in general, it's good to have. You can see in the margins that the first pasuk actually, the first two psukim that we say in Ashrei, Ashrei Ashrei Yotecha, and then Ashrei Am Shkachalo, both of those psukim come from elsewhere in Tehillim, as does the last pasuk that we quote, namely Vanachnu Ve'Ka, and there are reasons why we say these particular things. Regel Achat, Ashrei Yoshev Ve'Techa, because it has to do with the idea of being the Gemara in Brachot about being Shoah before davening, and like Ashrei Yoshev Ve'Techa. And we conclude with the idea of Vanachnu Ve'Ka Me'Taver Olam, because of the idea in the Gemara and Brachot as well about the Kol Omer Tilo David B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shben Olam Haba. In any case, these are things that we add. They're context. They're a container for it. That's not really right. The original Mizmor begins with Tilal David. Okay, it's Mizmor Kuf Mem Hey Tilal David, and it goes through Tehilat Hashem Yidaber Pi V'Rekol Basar Hashem Kacho Lam Ve'ed. And there's a symmetry to it, right? It starts with Tehilat David and it ends with Tehilat Hashem Yidaber Pi. You need a sheet?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the basic mizmor. And I'd like to look at Tehilat David a little bit today. And what I'm going to try to develop over the next few minutes in terms of Tehilat David is not meant to be comprehensive. I don't mean to say that this is all there is. In fact, we're going to be very focused and selective. I want to just develop one strand of Tehilat David, one aspect that I think is a very fascinating one, a very important one, and one that I think explains at least partly why this has such an important place in our tefillot, and why really Tehilat David is at the core, not just in terms of placement, but in terms of significance, at the core of Psukei Dezimra. And we all know that, you know, if you have only very minimal time, right, this is on the very, very short list of what you say. If you can't say all Psukei Dezimra, you can only say, you know, the bracha before and after, and just the minimum. So you certainly, you know, what we call Ashrei is the minimum of Psukei Dezimra. So why is this so important? So I'm not saying that this is going to be the one and only answer or the entire answer, but I'd like to try and suggest a piece of it that I think is very important. Let's try to learn it together. Okay? Let's try to learn it together. The first thing that I think is exceedingly striking about the Mizmor of Tehilat David, about what we call Ashrei, and I'm going to refer to it as Ashrei, even though it's a misnomer, but refer to it as Ashrei. What's very striking, what hits me first and foremost about Tehilat David is something that you can see very clearly in Pasuk Chet and Tet, especially Pasuk Chet. Chanun v'rachum Adonai erach apayim u'dal chased, tov Adonai l'kol rachamav alkol ma'asav. And this is a very, very clear and obvious paraphrase of what? What's being paraphrased here? Right, exactly. Yumita. Okay? That's the first thing that should hit us about Ashrei, is that at the heart of it is a parallel to the Yud Gimel Mita from Parsha Kitisa. Okay, from Parsha Kitisa, from the aftermath of Chet HaEgel. And if you look, you can see very clearly this idea. Right? You look, it doesn't end there. We continue. Pasuk Yud Zayin, for example. Let's give you a few examples. Tzadik Adonai b'chol derachav, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. The Yud-Gimel Mitzvot, of course, are Hashem's response when Moshe Rabbeinu asks, right, to be shown the Darchei Hashem, right? That's so. The response to that is, of course, is of course the Yud Gimel Midot, and this is Tzadik Hashem Bechol Rachav V'Chassid Bechol Ma'asav, and we continue Pasuk Yud-Chet. Karov Adonai L'chol Korav L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emet. The continuation of Chanun Brachum Hashem Erech Apayim B'Dalcha said, right, if you take a look in Shemot Perek Lamed Dalid, okay, V'Avor Adonai Al-Panav V'Yikra, and really it should be read, V'Avor Adonai Al-Panav V'Yikra Adonai, Adonai El Rachum Chanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Emet. Okay, Rav Chesed V'Emet. And we'll discuss the significance of that just a little bit. Okay, so Bayavur Hashem Panav Vayikra Hashem, all the Pashtanim, Ibn Ezra, the Rambam, the Rambam has a tshuva about this, going back all the way to Rav Saad Yigon, we have this idea, it's really Vayikra Hashem, it's Hashem who's Korei, and what he says is Hashem Kel Rachum. Again, we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, that breaks it up differently, that's Vayikra Hashem, but the simple reading of the simple pshat is Vayikra Hashem Kel Rachum Chanun, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed, Ve'emet. And so if you look at Pasuk Chet, we have the Chanun Rachum Hashem Erech Apayim Gudal Chased, and it continues with Karov Hashem L'chol Karov L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emet. Right? There's the Emet from the Yud Gimel Midot. And Pasuk Chav similarly echoes what we have in the Midot of Hashem, that Shomer Hashem L'chol Avam L'chol Be'kor Hashem Yashmid, and so on. If we look at Pasuk Yudchet, Karov Hashem L'chol Karav, so if you look in, if you look already in what we read, Vayikra, right, Vayikra Hashem, if you look before it, Perek Lamed Gimel, let's start with Pasuk Yudchet. Vayomer, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha V'Karati V'Shem Adonai L'Panecha, right, saying the Yud Gimel Midot, Hashem's teaching the Yud Gimel Midot, the Darche Hashem, is called being Korei B'Shem Hashem. Throughout Tanakh, from beginning to end, being Korei B'Shem Hashem has to do with teaching about and understanding the Darche Hashem. Okay, that's what being Korei B'Shem Hashem means throughout Tanakh. There's a derivative meaning where it means also to daven, to be Korei B'Shem Hashem, calls me daven, but that's a subset. Because part of what we do, when we daven, is to have an understanding and awareness of Darche Hashem. But that's a subset. Right? What?
It's like Kira lost us.
But what it means, you're right, that when Avram and then Yitzchak, not Yaakov, but Avram and Yitzchak go and are Korei B'Shem Hashem, so they're teaching others about God. They're teaching Darche Hashem to everyone. And that's, we may call modern terminology Kira, but what they're really doing is teaching about God. Right? They're teaching about Darche Hashem. Okay, similarly in Hazinu, because how can we have a shir without Hazinu? Dvaran Perek Lamed Bet, right, Ki Shem Adonai Yekra, Habu Godel Eloheinu, and you can hear the echoes of this in Ashrei as well, right? In the beginning, it talks about B'chol Yom Arachecha, B'la Shem Chalam Be'ed, Gadol Adonai Umla Ma'od, V'l'Dvato In Cheker, and so on. Right, this is very much a paraphrase of what we have here in Hazinu. And what is it talking about? What is Hazinu talk about? Darche Hashem, Atzur, Tamim, Pa'alo, Kichot, Rachav, Mishpat, Elamunah, Ben Avel, Tzadik, V'Yasharhu, and so on. Okay? Darche Hashem. So that's to be Kori B'Shem Hashem. And that's why it says, Karov Hashem L'chol Korav, L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emet. It's all connected to the Yud Gimel Midot. This is one of the major, major themes in Ashrei. What does it mean? What's the significance of it? What's it telling us? So let's turn the page for a moment. And I think we'll begin to get an idea. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avdala Mudet says as follows. I'd like to show you the interplay between Chazal and Tanakh here and understanding exactly what's going on. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lo asu Yisrael ta'egel elitain pitchon per levale tshuvash, and amar mitain vayal vavam zel lahem lirauti koyamim. Vahainu dam Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, lo David ra'oi lo otamasa, velo Yisrael ruim lo otamasa. Lo David Rari Lo Tomasa Dechtiv Libi Chalal Bekirbi Lo Yisrael Ruim Lo Tomasa Dechtiv Mitem Bayal Vavam Zelahem Lirauti Kol Hayamim Lama Asu. Right? So Lomar Lecha, there's a letter missing accidentally, I don't know why, it's a typo. Lomar Lecha She'im chata yachid, omrim lo kalech, go to etzel yachid, vim chatu tzibor, omrim lo kalech, amrim lohu lechu etzel tzibor. Everyone hear this amazing Gemara? Gemara says, and I'm going to just translate it literally, and obviously I don't think it's meant to be taken literally, it's much deeper than that. But what the Gemara basically says is, on a superficial level, that B'nai Yisrael, we were, you know, that they were not on a level where it's at all reasonable to expect them to do Cheta Egel. And David HaMelech, it's totally unreasonable that he would do the sin of Bat Sheba. Neither of these things make any sense in the context of who did them at this, in the state that they were at. What is the reason why these things happened, says the Gemara? As models of tshuva. As models of tshuva. Now, what that means exactly deserves a whole long discussion in and of itself. And you know, all I can say at this point is, you know, to caution you not to take it literally. But be that as it may, one thing, there are two things that are clear from this Gemara. However you understand it, however you interpret it, however you're going to explain it, there are two things that are clear from this Gemara. What are the two things that are clear from this Gemara? Number one, that we have on a Yachid level and a Tzibur level, paradigms of tshuva, paradigms of connecting to Hashem after chait. The paradigm for Am Yisrael, for on a national level, on a tzibur level, is chait ha'egel, the aftermath of chait ha'egel. And the paradigm for an individual is David HaMelech. That's number one. And number two, the other thing that's absolutely clear from here is that there's a parallelism on some level between the chait and tshuva that we have by B'nai Yisrael, by chait ha'egel, and David HaMelech in terms of the chait of Bat Sheva and Ur Yachidi. Right? That much is clear. Is that clear to everyone? Yes? Everyone? Yes. There are two points that are absolutely clear from this Gemara. Number one is that we have that the model for tshuva for an individual is David, is the story of David and Bat Sheva and the aftermath of that. And for a national level, for a tzibur community, would be a chait ha'egel. And the second thing, which kind of flows from that, is that these two ideas are parallel. Okay, the Chait HaEgel and the Chait of David and Bat Sheva, these are parallel events on some level. They're parallel events. That requires a lot of explanation, and I'm not going to try to do that today. But I just want to point out those two ideas in Chazal and then to show you how it's reflected in the Pesukim on a certain level and how that helps us to understand the Ashrei. Okay? So, number one, whether you want to say that this is a basis for what Chazal say in Avodah Zarah, we want to say that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah helps us to understand what's going on in these Pesukim, one thing is clear, and that is that when we go back to Ashrei and we see that David HaMelech, Tehillah LeDavid, right, Tehillah LeDavid, and what does he talk about? Chanun V'rachum Hashem Erech Apayim Udal Chased. So what do you see? What do you see? That David HaMelech, this Tehillah LeDavid, this is David's personal Tehillah, right, which we obviously borrow, but it's a David's personal Tehillah, and David is talking, David is echoing the Yud Gil Midah from Parsha Kitisa. What are the Yud Gil Midah? This is the response to what? What are the Yud Gil Midah? Response to what? To what event? Chet Ego, right? It's Chet Ego. But what is David HaMelech doing? He's taking the tshuva process, he's taking the response to the chait, in the case of chait ha'egel, and what's he doing? He's in effect applying it to himself, to his own personal circumstances. And therefore, this is exactly the equation that we have in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? Between the chait, except it is not talking about the chait, it's talking about the tshuva. The Gemara is also talking about tshuva. It's saying that if we want a model for tshuva, that the model for tshuva for the tzibur is the aftermath of chait ha'egel, the model for the yachid is the aftermath of chait of David. Everyone with me so far? Is that reasonable? Okay. That, I mean, at least helps us to understand a little bit why this is in Tilal David. Okay, we'll see the relevance to us in a little bit, but in any case, that's the first thing. There's a particular mizmor, which is a very, very famous mizmor, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but anyhow, Tehillim Nun Aleph, very important key mizmor. Mizmor Nun Aleph has a very specific historical context, which we're told about right at the beginning of the mizmor. If you look on the second side, okay, second side. So, Lam Natseach Mizmor David, Bevo Elav Natan HaNavi Kasher Ba El Bat Sheva. Okay, everyone clear on the context? Right? There's a response to Chet Bat Sheva. Response to Chet Bat Sheva. And we have here a pasuk that you may recognize, Pasuk Yud Zayin. There are probably a lot of pasukim in Perek Nun Aleph that you'll recognize, even if you're not familiar with Perek Nun Aleph. But one of them is Adonai Svatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilatecha, right? Which the Gemara in the first Perek of Bracha calls Tfila Arichta, right? It's the really the extension of our Shemona Esrei. It's the introduction to our Shemona Esrei. Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah, on the Gemara in Brachot, says something fascinating on that sugya of Tefillah Richta. It's a really remarkable, remarkable comment. Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah, as the parish on the Rif in the back of the Gemara in Brachot, Tamide Rabbeinu Yonah. Tefillah Richta. Yes. In other words, meaning that's an extension of the Shemona Esrei itself. As Gemara, it's in the sugya where the Gemara discusses about, you know, why it's not an interruption between, you know, of Smichat Gula Tefillah. The Gemara says, well, it's part of Shemona Esrei. Tefillah Arichta. It's interesting. There we go. There we go. Okay, so you'll have what to say about this. Okay, so in any case, so Rabbeinu Yonah, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says something fascinating. Want to say Rabbeinu Yonah? Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah say like this. Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah say like this. Something fascinating. Say, why does David say Hashem Svatai Tiftach Piyagid Tzilatecha? Because if you look at the next pasuk, Kilo Tachpotz Zevach Ve'Teina Ola Lo Tirtzeh. You don't want karbanot from me. Why doesn't Hashem want karbanot from David? Why does Hashem not want karbanot as you know in the aftermath of his chait? Right, this bevo elav natana nevi kasher ba el bat sheva. Why does Hashem not want karbanot? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, but Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah, that it was a chait b'mezid. Chait b'mezid, you don't bring karbanot for only b'shogeg, and therefore it's not an option. He didn't have the option of bringing karbanot to be mechaper on his chait. Therefore, how was he able to approach Hashem? Not through karbanot, but what option was left open for him? Tefillah. So therefore, he says Hashem svatai tiftach. Ufi yagid tehilatecha. Pay careful attention to the words. Okay, you're going to see it's very significant. Hashem svatai tiftach. Ufi yagid tehilatecha. Everyone got the words? Yes? Yes? You all got the pasuk? You got to know this pasuk. Okay? Okay, maybe you want to memorize it. It's just like it's going to be very significant as we go on. So Hashem svatai tiftach. Ufi yagid tehilatecha. Says Tamir ben Yonah. When we daven nowadays, do we have the option of bringing karbanot? Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have karbanot. We don't have Beit Hamikdash. We don't have karbanot. We can't bring karbanot. And therefore, how do we preface our tefillah? We echo the words of David HaMelech, Hashem svatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatecha. Right? It comes from here. But say that, that's Tamir ben Yonah. In this mizmor, David says as follows. Right, so it says, "Lamatzeach mizmor David, bevo elav Natan Navi kasher ba el bat sheva." Very clear what we're talking about. And David turns to Hashem and says, "Chaneni Elohim kichasdecha kirov rachamecha mechayv kishai." What does it sound like? Sounds a little bit like the Yigil Midah, right? Hear the echoes a little bit, right? Kirov rachamecha mechayv. Okay, and it continues. He talks about being purified of his sins. Pasuk Dalet, and it continues. Pasuk Yudbet. Pasuk Yudbet is probably the most commonly mistranslated pasuk in all of Tanakh. Okay, it's hard to go to a Shabbaton without having this pasuk mistranslated for you. Okay, so listen carefully. When you are running the Shabbaton, you'll translate it properly. It should be. I have to remember it on. Thank you. Lev tahor birali Elohim v'ruach nachon chadesh bikirbi. Okay, very, very important to translate it properly. Okay. Lev tahor birali Elohim does not mean that God created for me a pure heart. It means God create for me a pure heart. Lev tahor birali Elohim. It's lashon sivoy. It's a request. It's a bakasha. The ruach nachon chadesh bikirbi, and renew a ruach nachon within me. Al tashlichenim mufanecha ruach kachuchal tikach mimeni. David asks to have a renewal, to be able to do tshuva properly, to be able to be recreated and renewed as he was originally pure before the chait. Hashiva li sason yish echav ruach nidivat ismicheni. And then he continues. Listen very carefully. It's very, very beautiful, but you've got to get the words down. Otherwise, don't cast me aside. Send me away from before you, and don't take away your ruach hakodesh. Don't take from me. Hashiva li sason yishachav ruach nivatz. And this is the key. Listen carefully. Says David, if you will give me the opportunity to be renewed, if you will indeed help me to do tshuva properly and to become once again as I was originally, which is what tshuva means, right? To return to my original pure state. Then, says David, Alamda poshim dirachecha. I will teach poshim, I'll teach sinners your dirachim, your ways. Follow the words carefully. You've got to memorize the words. Alamda poshim dirachecha. V'chataim elecha yashuvu. Right? I will help others to do tshuva. I will bring them back. I'll teach them your ways. He continues. And it goes into Hashem Svatai Tiftach, and so on and so forth. Okay? Now watch very carefully. Yeah, that's not critical for us. Tetvav. Alamda poshim drachecha. Okay, I will teach sinners your ways. And I will bring sinners back to you. Right? Help them to do tshuva. Now, follow carefully what happens here. David HaMelech says in the aftermath of his chait, says, help me to be renewed. Help me to be refreshed. Help me to come back. Help me to do tshuva properly. And then, what will I be able to do? Right? And then, right, he says, Hashem Svatai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tilatach, allow me to say, right, your tilot, and this is the continuation of what? Of the request to be renewed, of Lev Tahor Barali Elokim, of Hashiv Ali, etc., and the whole thing, and Alamda Poshim Zerachecha B'chatim Elecha Yashuvu. Okay?
Wait, okay. Is the continuation of it?
Hashem Svatai Tiftach, Pasuk Yud Zayin, is the continuation of David's request to be able to do proper tshuva and to be brought back to his original state after the chait. Correct? After the chait of Bat Sheva. So let's follow very carefully. Watch what happens. And then there's a footnote, but this is the essential point. Oh, a couple footnotes. Point is like this. David asks that he be able to do tshuva. He asked Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilatecha. He asked that he be brought back to his original state, and then what will he be able to do? First of all, Ufi Yagid Tilatecha, number one. Number two, Alamda Foshim Dirachecha. Okay? This is David HaMelech's request in Perek Nun Aleph. You go from there to Tilal David. Okay, what did David ask? Ufi yagid tehilatecha. Is that request granted? So look at the last pasuk of Ashrei, so to speak. Last pasuk of Tehilat David. Kuf memhei, pasuk chaf aleph. Okay, on the left hand side of this. Yes?
What is Hashem's
Satai
Tiftach? Hashem's
Satai
Tiftach. What is David asking?
He's asking that Hashem enable him to be able to say Hashem's praise and able to approach Hashem in tefillah properly. Okay. And particularly because of the fact that he doesn't have the avenue of korbanot. All he has is the avenue of tefillah. Okay, so follow carefully what happens. The last pasuk of Tehillat David is what? Tehillat Adonai Yidaber Pi Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodesho L'Olam Ve'ed. See how beautiful that is? Right? What is David saying? What does David say here? Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi. What did David ask for in Pasuk Yud Chet? I'm sorry, Pasuk Yud Zayin? Hashem Svatai Tivtach Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha. Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha and Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi. Mamash, exactly the same thing, except for one is a response, and one is a request, rather, and one is a statement, right? One is asking for, one is saying, yeah, I've got it, right? He asks, Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha. What do you say at the end of Tehillat David? Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi V'Reach Kol Basar Shem Kodesho L'Olam Ve'ed. And not just that Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi, but that as a result of that, what will happen? V'Reach Kol Basar Shem Kodesho L'Olam Ve'ed, which is exactly, right? That's Alamda Poshim Drachecha V'Chataim Elecha Yashuv, talking about the influence on others as a result of he's able to do it. What is the beginning of this perek? Tehillah leDavid. The entire thing is a tehillah that David is saying. What's he asking for here? Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha. Right? Is David saying a tehillah? That's what I'm saying? Right. The perek Nun Aleph is about the chait of Bat Sheva. Right? We see very clearly, if you compare Pasuk Yud Zayin in Perek Nun Aleph and Kuf Mem Hei Chaf Aleph, you see that Tehillah LeDavid, that Ashrei, is actually like the fulfillment of what he asked for in Nun Aleph, right? Correct? So in Nun Aleph, it's talking about his request to be able to do tshuva for the Chayt of Bat Sheva. Chazal say the Chayt of Bat Sheva is the parallel to what? To Chayt Egal. So we turn to Tehillat David, and what does he talk about? Chanun v'rachum Hashem, erech apayim v'ram chesed, right? Talks about the Yukil Mit, the response to Chayt Egal. But go further than that.
But here, why don't get the fulfillment?
The what?
The fulfillment.
Okay. In Perek Nun Aleph, he asked to be able to do what? Ufi yagid tilatecha. And that's exactly what he's doing here. Tehillat LeDavid and Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Hashem Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha. Right? What's it saying? That's in Nun Aleph. What's it saying? Kuf Mem Hei. Right? Kuf Mem Hei, we end with Tehillat Hashem. Right. I'm going to write it out of order so you can see it. Rush out.
Yeah.
Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi. Okay?
Right? And I totally wrote that wrong, so I'm going to waste it.
But anyhow, you see what I'm saying. Okay?
What I'm saying is that in an Aleph, we have the Chait and the Bakasha for tshuva, and that if that's granted, then he says, Alamda Poshim Dirachecha. Right? We see that Kuf Mem Hei is the fulfillment of this, right? And here we have, instead of Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha, okay, this parallels to every part of the language, but I'm just showing you just the most obvious, right? Where we have Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi. So this is the fulfillment. This is the right where it's actually granted. Now, what does he say over here? Alamda Poshim Drachacha. I will teach, right? I will teach sinners what? Darchei Hashem. What are Darchei Hashem? Exactly. That's the being Kari B'Shem Hashem. That's the Yugil Mil. It's Chanun Rachum Hashem, Erech Apayim. So what does he teach us in Tehillat LeDavid?
Darchei Hashem.
Darchei Hashem is the fulfillment, the
Again, this is a fulfillment. Here he says, I want the opportunity to be able to teach everyone Darchei Hashem. I want to be able to show people who have stumbled how to return. I want to teach people about Hashem's Rachamim after we've been Chotei. And where does David do that? Kof Mem Hei. Which is exactly where, that's the Tilal David, that's the fulfillment of what he's asked. He's asked that I should be able to say Tilat Hashem, I should be able to teach people about Alamdach Roshim Derachecha. We come to Kuf Mem Hei, we come to Ashrei, it's exactly what David is doing. Yes? And it makes perfect sense that it's specifically in terms of Yud-Yom Mido, because if this is equated to Chet HaEgel, then when we come to the Tshuva, right? What is the tshuva? The tshuva is the Yud Gimel Mido. Those are the you know, guideposts for the process of tshuva. Correct? Everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I just want to add one more footnote, and that is that we know, one footnote, then we'll get to the point. Not quite at the point, we're almost there. But one more footnote first. We all know the famous Gemara in Brachot, on the bottom of the page, that Dalam Bet and Brachot, says Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Pnei Malo Nemar Nun BeAshrei." Why in Tilal David? Why in Ashrei? Do we not have a Nun? And again, it's a long discussion. I get the whole thing, but Mipnei Sheyesh Ba Mapaltan Shalsona Yisrael, which is a euphemism, of course, right? Because we have this idea of the downfall, the complete and final downfall of Sone Yisrael, meaning, you know, it's a euphemism. It's a lashon singing a whore for Am Yisrael. And because it says Nafla lo tosif kum betulat, let's first read it the right way. Nafla lo tosif kum, Nafla comma lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael. Right, that Yisrael has fallen, will not rise up again. The truth of the matter is that if you look at the pasuk in context, what is clear is that who's it referring to? It's referring to Malchut Yisrael. It's talking about Malchut Yisrael as opposed to Malchut Yehuda. But anyhow, b'ma'arav and Eretz Yisrael mitarzi lahachi, they reinterpret the pasuk like this. Nafla v'lo tosiflin pol, v'lo tosiflin pol od, kum b'tulat Yisrael. Okay, so notice they make turn into a positive, that it means nafla lo tosif, kum b'tulat Yisrael. Okay, which is obviously not the simple pshat, but in any case, but there's reason for doing that, because there's a contrast to Malchut Yehuda and the rest of Am Yisrael. Okay, Kitzur, the point I want to bring up is the following. The Gemara says that why is the Nun left out? Because the Nun alludes to the idea of the final downfall of Am Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, and therefore Nafla Lo Tosif, we leave out the Nun. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Hachi Chazar David B'Samchan B'Ruach HaKodesh Ne'emar Someich Hashem L'Chol HaNoflim. In other words, the Nun is left out because much after David, right, there's going to be a pasuk of Nafla Lo Tosif Kum B'Tzlat Yisrael. So we leave out this idea. You know, there shouldn't be an allusion to the idea of the unredeemed downfall of Am Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. In other words, throughout Tanakh, whenever it talks about Bnei Yisrael's downfall, it talks about, okay, there's Korban, but then there's Gula, there's rebuilding, etc. Here it says Lo Tosif Kum. It's very, very, this is like the only place we have this kind of idea. It's terrifying. So we say that, number one, David left out the Nun because of that idea. Again, this requires a lot of explanation, but I just want to make one small point about it. And then it says, in addition, after the Nun, which is not there, what's the next pasuk? After the Nun comes? Samach, right? So we have Someh Hashem L'chol Hanoflim, right? That Hashem does support all those who have fallen. So if we're saying Nafla Lo Tosif Kum B'tla Yisrael, so no, Someh Hashem L'chol Hanoflim. Now, why am I doing this drasha with you? Very simply, because if we go back for a moment, I just want to show you something very interesting. In the Yud Gimel Mido, there's a combination of rachamim, primarily, and a certain amount of din. Right? On the one hand, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech, Apayim, V'rav Chesed, that's all rachamim. But what's the last word of the pasuk? V'emet. Right? Emet is not rachamim, emet is din. Right? That means that's it, the way it really is, really deserved. Right? And the same thing, it continues. Right? The next pasuk after that is Notzer Chesed Lalafim, Nose Avon Vafesha Bechata'ah, that's all Rachamim, but then Vinake Lo Yinakeh. Right? And ultimately there's a reckoning.
Pokei Rabon Avot, Abanim, Abnei Banim, Al-Shushim, Rabbiyim. If you look at Tilal David again, you'll see something very interesting. The Emet most certainly appears. Right? We have Emet. But what's the Emet? The Emet is not an expression of din, but it's reinterpreted. Karov Hashem l'chol korav, l'chol asher yikru'u v'emet. Right? It's there as a qualification for those who are kori to Hashem. Hashem answers! But to those who truly seek Him out, to those who truly call to Him, right? Or those who truly look to Darkei Hashem, and those, David is saying, instead of saying the emet, like, you know, but there's din. How's he twisting it? How is he reinterpreting it? How is he spinning it? Right? That's a qualification, saying Hashem is rachman for everyone. You just have to do tshuva sincerely. Right? That's the way it changed. And it's very consistent with this idea in Chazal of Somech Hashem l'chol noflim. Right? In other words, and that's really the larger context. What is it about? Alamda poshim derechecha. Right? The idea, and this brings us to what I think is a very, very key aspect. And now we're ready for the point. It's very mash b'kitzur. I'm going to say the following idea. And it's a suggestion. Everything I said till now, I think, is clear in the Pesukim, it's clear in Chazal. But I want to just end with a suggestion. Why is Ashrei the heart, the core, the essence of Pesukei Dezimra? Why Tilal David? And there are many aspects. And of course, we have the Gemara and Brachot that talks about, certainly it talks about the Aleph Bet, the idea of completeness, and the idea of Poteach et Yadecha, the idea of Hashem's Hashkacha and Kervas. But I think that Poteach et Yadecha is a part of a larger idea of Rachamim, of Darkei Hashem in terms of Rachamim. And I think that given everything we've seen, perhaps part of why Ashrei is so central, and clearly is very central, to Pesukei Dezimra is the following. This is the idea that I want to just suggest very briefly. You're only that what Ashrei does is alamda poshim derechecha. That what Ashrei does essentially is to present to us, as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, the model of David, the Baal Tshuva, the model of David as an example of the ability to be close to Hashem, the ability to approach Hashem, the ability to daven to Hashem, even though we're imperfect, even though we've done things that are wrong, even though there are things that l'chora stand in the way, and even though we may feel unworthy, I think that a very important part of Pesukei Dezimra is this concept, is this, what the Gemara says, that a yachid can take David and Melech as a paradigm, and that's exactly what David is doing. If we put Nun Aleph and Kufim Hei together, that's exactly what David and Melech is doing. He's saying, I'm going to show people the way back, and show people that, you know, you can, that despite having stumbled, you approach Hashem and you can daven to Hashem, and you can write beautiful mizmari tehillim, and you can sincerely return if it's be'emet, if it's sincere. Hashem doesn't expect only to be approached by perfect people, because that's a contradiction in terms. None of us are perfect. But it has to be sincere. We have to approach Hashem sincerely. We have to try to be returning to Hashem. We have to try to be approaching Hashem. We're coming. So Karov Hashem, L'chol Karav, L'chol Asher Yikru Be'emet, and it really, we look at the Chet Ha'ego, we look at, who would think that after Chet Ha'ego we can go on to build a Mishkan, that we can have a Kodesh HaKodeshim, we can have B'zot Yavo Aron HaKodesh. But that's the truth. That after Chet Ha'ego there's a process of course there's accountability, and of course there's tshuva, and of course, but there's also a return to Hashem's presence. Karov Hashem L'chol Karav L'chol Asher Yikru Be'emet. And David HaMelech has his stumblings, but after that, there's a sincere attempt to return. Not say it's easy or glib or simple, but David returns and he says, that's what I have to teach to others. That's what I have to show the way for others. And that's what I think Ashrei does. Ashrei is really a beacon within Tefillah to say that we shouldn't feel like, I can't approach Hashem, I'm imperfect, I have these things I've done wrong. No. Karov Hashem l'chol korav. Hanun v'rachum Hashem, erach apayim v'dachas, and we should look at the model of David, look at the model of Bnei Yisrael after Chet Ha'ego, and realize that that Hashem wants us to come closer, wants us to approach, and that I think is an essential concept to bring us into the possibility of tefillah. Yes.
Why do we say Ashrei afterwards
today? So first of all, I want to say two things. Number one, there's a question about the Girsan, the Gemara and Brachot to begin with, whether it's called Omer Tefillah David B'chol Yom or called Omer Tefillah David Gimel Pamim B'chol Yom. That's number one. And there's more than one reason why we say Ashrei. Ashrei accomplishes several different things. Okay? It accomplishes the idea of being Shoher Sha'achal Kon Tefillato. It accomplishes the idea of making certain essential points about being Malel Hashem in terms of the subtle nisim of Parnasa, etc. The first thing I said, and I will end with this as well, is that I'm not claiming this is the one thing. I'm saying this is one of the things. I'm talking particularly about how it functions as the core and heart of Sukkot Zimra. And I'm not saying that this is the only aspect, by any means. I'm just saying this is another dimension that I think is a very important dimension and one that we should be aware of. That's all. I'm just trying to add a dimension on the same. I'm not claiming this is the only reason. I think that there are other ideas, such as you see in the Gemara Bracha, etc., that certainly explain, you know, and not every time we say Ashrei, or even maybe that no time that we say Ashrei is it only because of this. But this is one of the things I think. Okay, I've told everyone.
Thank you.